Yeah, I want to thank Tom for translating. I'm sorry, I talk very a lot and I talk very fast.
That's okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, so in our first session I shared a lot about whether or not we have grown weary of doing good, especially in, this last season that we all went through.
在第一堂，我们花了很多时间讲在这个特别的时段，我们有没有行善的时候，我们有没有开始疲倦？
A challenge is to remember that, Jesus paid a high price for us.
我们的挑战就是耶稣为我们付了极重的代价。
And in response, it is our privilege and responsibility to not grow selfish, but to model Christ and become even more selfless.
是我们的特权，也是我们的责任，让我们不要变得自私，让我们效法耶稣，让我们真的不要更加自私。
And this selflessness is what sets us as believers apart from the world.
是这种无私使我们从这个世界分别出来。
I was just having a dinner with my family.
我刚刚跟我的家人一起吃了晚饭。
And my parents were just talking about how, the people now driving in New Jersey are so rude.
我父母就讲到说，现在在新泽西开车，这些人变得越来越粗鲁。
And my wife was saying how, yeah, when we were on the plane, people were coming to America. People were so rude.
我太太也说，在飞机上的时候，我们看到那些美国人，他们也真的是非常的粗鲁。
And we were joking, it's because of COVID. It's because everybody was locked down in the pandemic, focusing on themselves, that now that, we're starting to interact with other people, we don't know how to do it anymore.
我们就开玩笑说，都是因为这个疫情啊，因为大家都被关在家，因着疫情被关在家里，大家都只关注自己。现在开放了，我们真的不知道如何和别人相处。
But I think everybody would genuinely agree that the reality is that
我想每个人都真心的同意，事实上乃是
the world has become more selfish.
这个世界变得更加的自私。
After COVID, the world has become more selfish.
在因着疫情，这个世界变得更加的自私。
As believers, we need to see this as an opportunity and as a privilege to be set apart, consecrated, away from the world, and living like Jesus.
那么，我们这些信耶稣的人，我们应该把这个当成一个机会、一个特权，使我们可以从这个世界上分别出来，使我们可以奉献出来，使我们像耶稣一样的生活。
As the world becomes more selfish, the impact of people who choose to be selfless like Christ is so much greater.
当这个世界变得越来越自私的时候，那些像耶稣的人，他们的无私的影响会更加的，会被放大。
People notice when people are kind.
当我们良善的时候，我们周围的人会注意到。
People notice when people care.
当我们关心他人的时候，其他的人他们会注意到。
And as the church, we have been given a great opportunity.
教会，神给教会一个极大的机会。
And I want to take what I said in the first session a little bit further and talk about the cost of being a follower of Jesus.
那我想接着讲过的，再花一点时间来谈一谈跟从耶稣的代价。
Because a lot of times people think it's like, oh, the missionaries or the pastors or the people who are serving in the church, they're going to go pay the cost and we're just the normal believers.
很多时候我们都以为是那些宣教士牧师那些在教会里面服侍的人，他们要付代价。那我们呢？我们不过就是普通的信徒。
But that's not the way it works.
其实不是这样。
And we'll take a look at the scripture in a minute, but I just want to say, the first song that we sang.
一会儿我们会来看圣经，但是我先说今天我们唱的第一首诗歌。
Nobody actually knows who wrote it.
没人知道作者是谁。
But what's interesting about that song.
但是这首诗歌有趣的地方。
Is that it's an adaptation of some of the words from a book called The Imitation of Christ by Thomas Kempis.
那它其中的有一些歌词是从Thomas Kempis 写的那本书 效法基督那本书里面摘录的。
And what's interesting is that the reason why we have that hymn today, and actually I think the reason why it made it into Taiwan, is because it was written and sent as a poem to a missionary called Amy Carmichael.
那很有趣的是，那这首诗歌今天会收在诗歌本里面啊。那个原因我想能够啊，这首诗歌能够流传到台湾，是因为呢，有人写了啊，写了这首诗歌，然后送给了一个姐妹。
And so, if you know who Amy Carmichael is, I don't know if you do. She was a missionary in India.
啊，如果你不知道这位叫 Amy 啊的姐妹是谁的，是谁的话，她呢其实是在印度的一位传教士。
She was there for 55 years.
她在印度度过了52年，
She's like
55年。
One of the heroes of missionary history.
他是在宣教历史当中的一个英雄。
One of the first real missionaries in India.
他是在印度的第一个真正的宣教士。
And what her, what, when somebody like, when she was asked, somebody wrote her a letter one time asking her, what is missionary life like?
曾经有人写信问他说，宣教士的生活是什么样？
This young lady wrote her this the mission field.
啊，这位年轻的女士啊，给 Amy 写了这封信，因为这位女士她在思想要不要去啊到宣教的工厂。
Amy Carmichael wrote back one sentence.
那 Amy 姐妹就回了她一句话。
She said, "Missionary life is simply a chance to die."
她说，宣教士的生命就是一个死。一个啊，就是一个死的机会。
That's it. It's an opportunity to die.
是一个机会，我们可以死。
I love that idea. See, and Amy, she was an incredible woman. She actually counted the cost of what it meant to die for Jesus.
我真的非常喜欢这样说啊 ，Amy 这位姐妹，她真的是知道啊，她要付上生命这样的代价，
yeah. so、
为着耶稣。
She was in India for 55 years.
她在印度度过了55年。
She never married.
她从来没有结婚。
And she never left the country.
她也从来没有离开过印度。
And the craziest thing,
最不可思议的事情,
was that for the last 20 years of her time as a missionary, she was actually paralyzed.
她宣教士的最后25年,其实她是瘫痪的。
She had gotten in an accident and fallen and broken her spine, and she was paralyzed and in pain all the time. But instead of going back to England, she stayed in India and said, I'm going to keep going and loving the people here.
她有一个意外，让她摔了，使她的大腿就骨折了，她从此就瘫痪，她处在疼痛之中，但是她没有回到英国，而是一直待在印度。
So I love that that hymn was sung today.
我非常喜欢。今天唱的这首诗歌。
Because it's true. Many, many, many people right now, especially in the church, we seek the blessings of God.
真的是这样。今天有很多很多的人在教会里面来寻求神的祝福。
We love the cup of joy.
我们喜欢喜乐的杯。
But I think if we were all in Gethsemane with the Lord, we'd be sleeping.
我们这样的人如果跟主耶稣一起到了克西马尼园，我相信我们都会沉睡。
Right? But we don't want to be those people.
我们不要成为那样的人。
We want to be the ones who are counting the cost and following Jesus.
我们应当成为那些计算代价跟随耶稣的人。
So if you have your Bible, you could turn with me to Matthew.
请大家打开马太福音。
Now the main verse we're going to look at is Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Very famous verse, everyone knows it.
我们今天要看的主要的经节是马太福音16章26节，非常有名的一节经文。
We'll read it really fast. It says, you know, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, for whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
耶稣对他的门徒说，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得到生命。
Right, we know this verse.
我们知道这节经文。
In fact, I would say we've a lot of people in the church have almost become comfortable for this verse, and we don't really even think about it anymore.
我想教会里面很多的人对这节经文很熟悉，但是呢，以至于我们都不仔细去思想。
But I want to look a little bit more into the context of this verse here.
那我们啊，来花一点时间看一下这节经文的啊上下文。
If you go all the way up to verse 13 to verse 20,
如果我们往前看啊，十三节到二十节。
In verse 13 and 20 to 20, we have another very famous story.
从十三节到二十节，我们看到是另外一个非常出名的故事。
Right, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you think I am? Who do they say I am?"
耶稣问他的门徒说，他们说我是谁呢？
In verse 16, Simon says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
十六节那里面，西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And in verse 17, Jesus answers Simon Peter. He says, "Blessed are you."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
You're right. I am the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
你说的对，我是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon, you are blessed for recognizing that.
西门，你知道这件事，你是有福的。
You're blessed from recognizing that. You are blessed because you know the truth and you know who I am. You believe in me. You have faith.
你是有福的，因为你知道我，因为你的信。
Right? Now go down a little bit. Now verse 21.
二十一节。
It says, after Simon Peter has declared that Jesus is the Lord, the Christ.
说到耶稣基督啊，彼得宣告说，耶稣基督你是啊，耶稣你是基督，是永生神的儿子之后。
After he acknowledges that, you know, Peter and the disciples, they believe in him. They have faith in him. They know who he is.
在他们这样宣告，彼得和他的门徒，他们相信他，他们相信他们知道他是谁。
It says in verse 21, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
第二十一节说，从此，耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三天复活。
Right? Then verse 22.
二十二节。
Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
彼得就拉着他劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
Now, think about this, okay?
大家想一想。
Peter has just said, I believe in you, you are the Lord.
彼得刚刚说过，我相信你，你是主。
And essentially, he's given his life to Jesus here.
基本上就是说，他在这里把生命给了耶稣。
He's recognized that Jesus is the Messiah.
他承认耶稣就是弥赛亚。
And Jesus says, you are blessed.
耶稣说，你是有福的。
And then,
之后,
immediately after Peter essentially accepts Jesus,
就是在彼得接受了耶稣之后,
and immediately after Jesus says, you're blessed,
耶稣刚刚说了你是有福的。
He begins to talk about suffering.
然后耶稣就开始讲到受苦。
He begins to talk about dying.
耶稣讲到死。
And Peter here is confused.
彼得就疑惑了。
Right? Peter's like, no, you're the Lord, you're God, you're good, you just said you're going to bless me.
彼得说，不，你是主，你是神，你是良善的，你说过，刚刚说你要祝福我。
Why would you die? Why would you suffer?
你为什么要死？为什么要受苦？
You know, in Peter's mind, it is incomprehensible that, you know, blessing and suffering are going to go together.
在彼得的心里面，祝福和受苦连在一起是没有办法理解的。
And you know, he loves Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I don't want you to suffer, Jesus.
他爱耶稣，他不要耶稣受苦。
Look what happens here.
下来发生什么？
But he turns and says to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
耶稣就对他说，撒旦，退到我后面去。
Now, look at this next phrase here. It says, you are a stumbling block to me. In the ESV, it says, you are a hindrance to me.
这里面说，你是绊我脚的，或者你是啊绊我的人。
For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
Look at this. What does Jesus say to Peter?
耶稣对彼得说什么呢？
Said, Peter, you are focused on what? You are focused on blessings.
告诉彼得说，你所关注的 只是祝福。
You're focused on the benefits of the fact that I am the Lord.
你所关注的是因为我是主而你得到的好处。
You know, your mind is still thinking that, oh, the Messiah has come. He's going to set the Israelites and the Jews free.
你想到的说，哦，弥赛亚来了，他可以释放以色列人。
God has come. He's going to be our king. We're going to be blessed. We're going to have health.
他是说你是我们的王，我们要啊，神来到我们当中，我们因此得到祝福，我们要得到健康。
We're going to have a good life.
我们有美好的生活。
Jesus, why are you talking about all this suffering stuff? That's not what we expect.
耶稣，你怎么会讲到受苦呢？这不是我们所期待的。
And Jesus says to him, not only get behind me, Satan. He says, Peter, your mindset, because it's set on the ways of man, is a hindrance to me, is a hindrance to my kingdom.
耶稣不单单说你退到我后面去，他还说，彼得，你的心是体贴人，你是要成为绊我脚的。
Got this? Peter's mindset, his selfish mindset, which is focused on attaining blessings, is a hindrance to Jesus' kingdom advancing.
看，彼得的心，他这种自私的心，他只关注到自己的祝福，这种心成为耶稣今啊国度的绊脚石。
Now remember, Peter has just expressed faith in the Lord.
记得彼得刚刚表明他对神的信心。
Jesus just told Peter, "You are going to be the rock upon which I build my church."
耶稣也刚对彼得说，我教会要建立在你的这块磐石上。
And then the first thing that Jesus chooses to teach Peter, this new believer, who he is going to establish a church upon, is you need to get your mind off of yourself.
那耶稣教给这个他的门徒的第一个，这个新门徒的第一个功课，就是你的心要离开你自己。
You need to get your mind off of yourself.
你要让你的心离开你自己。
You need to set your mind on God's interest, what God is concerned about.
你的心要放在神那里，神关心的是什么？
What is the Lord concerned about?
神关心的是什么？
You need to get your mind on that.
你的心要放在那里。
I'm going to build, Peter, I am going to build the church through you.
彼得，我要借着你建立教会。
But if your mind is still focused on yourself and on the human worldly interests, you are going to stumble the establishment of my church.
但是你的心如果还只关注你自己，关注这个地上的事，那么你就会成为我的教会的绊脚石。
Do you guys got the context here?
这就是上下文。
We have an illustration of essentially somebody receiving the gospel for the first time, really, really acknowledging that Jesus is the Lord.
这里面就讲到是说，有一个人他得到了福音，他刚刚信主。
And then Jesus, instead of telling him, "Yes, let's bless you, let's give you all really, really good, wonderful things," he immediately prepares them, saying, "Hey, following me." Is gonna cost you something.
耶稣没有告诉他说你是啊蒙到祝福的，我要给你的是多好多好这些事情。他马上告诉他要预备，要跟从我，要因他受苦。
You know, and we as humans, we actually innately understand this. We naturally understand this.
我们这些人啊，从天然的人，我们可以明白这些。
You just think about it. If like I'm married,
就这样想我。比方说我已经结婚了。
You know, I love my wife.
我爱我的妻子。
And so there is an expectation even for me that my love for my wife is going to have to show itself, demonstrate itself practically. It's going to cost me something.
所以呢，我自然的会想到我对我爱父，对我妻子的爱会让我付出代价。
There is a desire in me to understand and know the things that my wife loves, so that I can love her better.
那我自然的会想到，我要知道我的太太她喜欢什么，这样我就啊知道怎样去爱她。
And yet, the irony is that even though we understand that in the human terms, it seems that when we convert that into the church, it becomes the Lord needs to bless me, the Lord needs to bless me, and I just receive.
哦，但是呢，不可思议的是，虽然我们人 能够明白人与人之间的事，但是当我们来到神面前的时候，我们确实跟神说要祝福我，祝福我，祝福我。
And then Jesus just immediately tells people that mindset hinders my kingdom from advancing. It hinders my church from moving forward.
然后耶稣就马上告诉他，你这种心思是成为国度进展的障碍，成为教会进展的障碍。
And then we come to verse 24.
然后我们来到24节。
Anyone would come after me.
若有人要跟从我，
If anyone would follow me. We got immediately after that four things.
然后就有四件事情。
Deny himself.
要舍己。
Take up his cross.
要背起十字架。
Follow me.
要跟从我。
And then verse 25, lose your life for my sake.
第25节，为我丧掉生命。
We know those things.
我们知道这些事。
But what do they practically look like in your life?
那在我们生活当中，我们有没有看到这样的实际？
Not enough for us to just know that scripture. We need to practically know what that is going to look like in our life.
不单单知道这些经文，而且要知道在我们的生命当中，这意味着什么。
What does it practically look like for you to deny yourself?
舍己实际上是什么？意味着什么？
What does it practically look like for you to pick up your cross?
背起十字架的实际的意义是什么？
What does it practically look like for you to follow him?
跟从他的实际的样子是什么？
When it says follow him, it means that you need to make an intentional effort to do something to follow him.
跟从他的意思就是你要有意的要付出努力来做一些事情。
What does it look like for you to lose your life for
失
Jesus?
去你的生命是怎么样？
You know, when Jesus says this, it's to his disciples.
当耶稣对他门徒这样说的时候。
And we remember that, you know, when we got given the Great Commission, it was not go out and tell people about Jesus so that they just get saved.
我们记得，当主给那个大使命交给我们的时候，他不单单是说我们要出去，要把耶稣告诉人，使他们可以得救。
It's not just go around and give away tickets to people so they can get into heaven.
不单单是出去把天国的门票给别人，给他们。
It's raise disciples, make disciples.
乃是要使他们成为门徒。
Make disciples.
做门徒。
And so Jesus is telling his disciples, this is the standard, this is the condition. If you want to be my disciple, you got to do this.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，这就是标准，这就是条件。如果你要成为我的门徒的话，你要这样去做。
And I read this many years ago.
很多年以前我读到这。
And I said to myself,
我对自己说，
What does my cross look like?
我的十字架是什么样？
What does my cross look like?
我的十字架是什么样？
I need to know what my cross looks like.
我要知道我的十字架是什么样。
I share this with all the people in our ministry.
我在我对服事的同工都这样讲。
I tell them, know what your cross is going to look like.
要知道你们的十字架是怎样。
Know what it looks like.
要知道是怎样。
Embrace it and pick it up.
这样你就可以背起十字架。
Write it down.
把它写下来。
Write it down. What are you going to commit to the Lord?
写下来你要把什么交给主。
What are you going to commit to the Lord?
你要把什么交给主？
You know, so often when we're walking through our Christian faith, we think of it as what are the bare minimum things I need to do so that I can say I'm a Christian.
而我们呢，当我们想到我们的信仰的时候，我们常常想的是我什么是我成为基督徒所要做的最少的东西？
What are the obligations that I have to fulfill?
我要尽的义务是什么？
That's not love.
这不是爱。
Could you imagine if me and my wife, our marriage was, my wife was thinking, oh, every day I better wash the dishes because that is my obligation as the wife.
你能够想象吗？我和我太太结婚之后，我太太就在想每天我要洗碗，因为呢，这是我作为 wife 作为妻子的义务。
Would that be love?
这是爱吗？
No.
不是。
My wife chooses to do that because she wants to serve the family.
我太太选择这样做，因为 她想要服侍这个家。
Because she loves our family.
因为她爱我们的家。
In the same way, we cannot approach Christianity as a, oh, I'm going to fulfill my obligations because I have to so that I can make sure I get to heaven.
同样，我们来到信仰面前的时候，不是因为说我要尽我的义务，这样我就可以啊上天堂。
And we shouldn't even be doing this whole let's count the bare minimum. We should be thinking, what does my cross look like? What is the most extravagant sacrifice that I can give to the Lord look like for me?
同样，我们不能计算作为一个基督徒我们需要付的最少的代价。我们要知道我们的十字架是怎样让我们可以付出我们应当的，我们能够啊，在我们尽我们的极限来付出。
So for me,
对我来讲
I wrote mine down.
我把我自己的啊写下来。
We, in our ministry, we have what we call the eight core values of our ministry.
啊，在我们的服事里面，我们有八项，我们叫做我们啊的核心的啊价值。我们服事的八项核心价值。
There are eight things that every single person in our ministry commits to carry as their cross.
啊，我们服事当中的每一个人啊，服事当中都有这八项来啊，都照着他来背自己的十字架。
I'll just share them briefly with you.
啊，我跟大家简单分享。
The first one for us.
第一项对我们的第一项是
is to always pursue intimacy with the Lord.
第一项是追求与主亲密。
Our priority in life is to love Jesus.
我们生命的优先次序是爱耶稣。
And that looks like actively spending time with him above everybody else.
积极的啊，花时间与他在一起，超过与任何其他人在一起的时间。
Now that's practically expressed in our second and our third values.
这就带出我们的第二和第三项。
Which is unceasing worship and unceasing prayer.
就是不停的敬拜，不停的祷告。
As I said, in Nepal, we have a 24/7 prayer room.
我们在尼泊尔有不间断的祷告室。
Every minute of every day, there is at least one person in our prayer room praying.
每一天每一分钟，在我们祷告室当中至少有一个人。
I urge all of our leaders.
我呼吁我们所有带领的弟兄姐妹。
Can you give 10% of your time to the Lord?
你当你把你10%的时间给主的时候。
Let me calculate this for you.
让我为大家计算一下。
In a week, there are 168 hours.
一个礼拜有168个小时。
10% of that time.
10% 呢?
A tithe of that time.
就是十分之一。
Is 16.8.
16.8.
It's about 17 hours, we'll say.
差不多17个小时。
Do you give 17 hours a week to the Lord?
每个礼拜你有没有为主摆上17个小时?
You know, I made a commitment. I asked all of our leaders to make a commitment that every single one of us, we will give at least 17 hours of our time to the Lord. And I'm not talking about a ministry. I'm talking about 17 hours of our time alone in a room praying to the Lord.
我自己有这样的啊委身，我也要求我们所有做带领的，同样也能够这样的委身。我们每个礼拜至少有17个小时，不是去服侍，而是这17个小时我们单独的与主相处。
I urge every single one of our leaders.
我呼吁我们每一个做带领的弟兄姐妹。
You need to spend that time in prayer and meeting with God every single day. You
每一天 每一天都要在主面前向主祷告。
You know, I was convicted by this when I was in university.
当我在大学的时候，我就啊，在大学的时候我就接受了这件事。
When I, you know, I was in university, I was studying film. One of my degrees that I have is a master's degree in film.
啊，我在大学的时候，我的专业是制片。对啊，我是啊制片的硕士生。
You know, and I also was getting a master's degree in theology.
那我同样呢，也在，我也有神学的硕士学位。
And I was also involved with some student ministries and some prayer ministries.
我也参与了一些学生和祷告的服饰。
But I loved my master's degree in film studies because I loved watching movies.
我非常喜欢这个制片这个专业，因为呢，我喜欢看电影。
And I was watching like, you know, I mean, it was part of my studies, but I was watching like, you know, 3 hour, 4 hours of movies every single night.
我每天晚上要看3到4个小时，那是我学习的一部分。
And 1 week I was convicted.
那有一个礼拜，我相信了。
Because I suddenly thought about it. I said, wait a minute.
那我想到一件事，喂，等一下。
I spend around 3, 4 hours a day watching movies.
我每
And
天花三四个小时看电影。
I don't even come close to that in the amount of time I talk to Jesus.
而我跟主耶稣谈话的时间却远远不到。
You know, I started thinking about it like I can easily sit there and Facebook message and talk to my friends for hours and hours and hours. Yet when it comes to sitting in a room and talking to the lover of my soul, it's hard.
我就想到我在Facebook 上跟我的朋友一谈就是几个小时，但是我却很难在一个房间里跟我灵魂，爱我灵魂的那一位。好好的谈话，
And then I thought to myself, what's even worse
然后我想到更糟糕的事，
is that I go to church and I sing songs like I surrender all.
我到教会唱诗歌，说我把我的一切交托的时候，
I was like, I might as well go to church and sing, I don't even give you 10%.
就好像到教会我唱的诗歌乃是说我甚至连1/10都没有给你。
I really want to be honest, that's what I should sing.
如果要诚实的话，我只能这么唱。
And so when I was in university, I committed to the Lord and said, you know what? This cross carrying, it needs to be practical. It cannot just be this, oh yeah, I'm going to carry my cross. No, it has to be practical.
我在大学的时候，我真的就向主下了决心，这样说：这个背十字架这件事情，我必须要实际去做啊！是的，我要背起我的十字架，
And
我要让这个成为实际。
so I committed from university, I will, for the rest of my life, give him at least 10% of my time.
所以在大学的时候，我就下了这样的，做了这样的决定，在我的生命当中，我至少要把我10%的时间来交给主。
That's what I did. That's
这
not
是
necessarily what you have to do, but it's an example.
我是这样做的，当然不是说你也必须这样做，这只是一个例子。
But the other value that we have.
我们的下一个价值核心价值。
Is to always, in every opportunity, to love the poor, love the least.
那就是在每一个机会要爱那些贫穷的，爱那些最小的，
No matter how hard it gets.
无论如何的困难。
In COVID, like I said before in the earlier testimony, so many people were hungry.
在疫情之中，就像我前面讲的
I mean,
好多好多人饥饿。
I can show you guys this photo here. Every single place we went to, people were running out of food.
我可以给大家看一个照片，我们去的每一个地方，大家都是看到大家没有吃的。
This tribe,
这个支派
they're called the Chepang tribe.
叫做 Chepang 支派，
They lost so many lives to COVID.
因为疫情，他们死了好多人。
They also live in this lowland area of Nepal.
他们住在尼泊尔这个低洼的地方。
And this year, they got hit with the worst flooding that Nepal has ever seen.
而今年呢，他们又遭受了尼泊尔最最严重的水灾。
Over 150 of these families lost everything. They lost their houses. They lost everything.
有150个这样的家庭，他们所有的东西都失去了，
And nobody was willing to help them.
没有人愿意帮助他们。
We went.
我们去到那里，
We gave them food.
给他们食物。
We gave them pots and pans and we just gave them what we could. Even though, you know, we even ourselves in Kathmandu, we didn't have enough, but we just said we have to love these people. They came to us, they asked us for help, we must help them.
我们把锅也给他们，虽然呢， 我们自己也很缺少，但是我们没有选择，我们必须要这样做，我们要爱这些人，他们到我们这儿来，他们祈求我们帮助，我们一定要帮助他们。
70 families gave their lives to Jesus.
结果这当中有70个家庭把他们的生命交给了耶稣。
70 families out of like 130.
在130个家庭里面有70个这样的家庭。
We're going there again in a couple months to raise up a leader and plant a church in this tribe.
过了几个月之后，我们又回到那里，在那里建立教会，帮助他们啊啊，帮助他们啊，有带领的弟兄。
We made a commitment, me and my wife, we made a commitment that anybody, any person that comes to the door.
我和我的太太啊，都做了这样，都下了这样的决心，每一个到我们门口来的人。
We will not turn them away.
我们不会让他们离开。
We will not turn them away.
我们不会拒绝他们。
We will give them what we can give them.
我们把我们尽我们所能的给他们。
When I first went to Nepal,
当我第一次到尼泊尔的时候，
When I first went to Nepal, I was 23.
那时候我23岁。
23, I had just graduated from university.
刚从大学毕业。
I graduated with 3 master's degrees from St. Andrews University.
我从圣安珠大学拿了三个硕士学位。
If you don't know where St. Andrews is, St. Andrews is in Scotland.
如果你不知道那个学校在哪儿，这个圣安珠学校，圣安珠大学在苏格兰。
It's the same school that Prince William went to.
是啊，那个啊，威廉王子所去的学校。
And it just, this year, it just beat Oxford and Cambridge and is currently ranked the number one school in the UK.
今年呢，他击败了牛津和剑桥，成为英国啊排名第一的大学。
I graduated with 3 master's degrees. My parents were all like, "Yay, 3 master's degrees! He's gonna go get a good job."
我拿了三个学位毕业，我父母都非常高兴。他有三个学位，他能够找到非常好的工作。
And I remember telling my parents, "I feel like God wants me to buy a one-way plane ticket to Nepal." And my mom was like,
我还记得我告诉我父母说，我觉得神要我买一个单程机票到尼泊尔去。我还记得我妈妈当时的反应的样子。
He's like, "You have no money. What are you going to do?"
他说，你到那儿没有钱，你能够做什么？
You're going to buy a one-way plane ticket to a third world country? What are you thinking?
啊，你买一个单程机票到第三世界去，你在想什么？
You have all these good degrees. We spent all this money on your education, and you're going to go do this?
你拿了这么好的学位，我们在你身啊，我们为了你的教育花了这么多钱，你就为了做这个吗？
And I said, "I'm sorry, Mom. I have to follow the Lord."
我对我妈妈说，对不起，我要跟从主。
My mom was like, "哎呀 ，my goodness."
我妈妈啊，真的快不行了。
But I went.
啊，无论如何，我去了。
And when I got there, I'll show you this.
我到的时候给大家看一下呢。
You know, I started living with street kids.
我开始和街上流浪的孩子住在一起。
This is me when I was 23.
这是我23岁的时候。
I only just found this photo because this boy who I'm sitting with just posted this photo on Facebook.
啊，我看到这张照片是因为呢，我旁边这个孩子刚刚把这个照片放到啊Facebook 上。
This is from 9 years ago.
这是九年以前。
This young man, his name is Anoop.
这个年轻人的名字叫做 Anoop.
He was a drug addict on the street.
他在街上啊，他有毒瘾，他是在他有毒瘾，他在街上流浪。
Part of a gang, was a street kid.
啊，他是参加了啊帮派，在街上。
I remember when I met him.
啊，我见到他啊，我见到他的时候。
The Lord told me.
主对我说，
"Bring him into your house."
把他带到你家。
My parents, everybody thought I was crazy.
我父母其他的人都觉得我疯了。
They said, "You're going to bring this drug addict street kid who's in gangs into your house to live with you." I didn't even have a big house. I had this small room. This is a one-room apartment, two-room apartment.
啊，当时呢，我住的房子也很小，只有两个房间，这是其中的一个房间。他所有的人，我父母其他人都想，你怎么能够把这样一个在街上流浪的啊黑帮团伙里面的又有毒瘾的孩子带到你家呢？
And I said, I have to.
我说我必须这样做。
Because I committed to carry my cross. And the Lord told me that what my cross is going to look like is that I have to help these people.
因为我已经立志，我要背负自己的十字架，而神告诉我，这就是你的十字架，我要帮助，我要帮助这些人。
This young man gave his life to Jesus.
这个年轻人把他的生命交给了耶稣。
This is us baptizing him.
这是我给他受洗。
And I wish this story was like amazing, wonderful, great story.
啊，我也希望这个故事非常非常的啊，是一个非常好的故事，非常啊令人惊奇的故事。
But life is not that easy.
但是生活并不是这样的容易。
And this young man has robbed me more times than anybody else in my life.
这个年轻人他抢了我的次数比我啊其他任何人都多。
I mean, there was one night.
有一天晚上。
When I woke up.
我醒过来的时候。
And he had a knife to my neck.
他把刀架在我脖子上。
And he said, give me all your money.
他说把你所有的钱都给我。
And I said, what money?
我说什么钱？
I said, we don't even have enough money to eat.
我说我们都没有钱吃饭。
And 3 years ago, 3 days ago, you just robbed me.
三天以前你刚刚抢过我。
I'm like, what do you want from me? I have nothing left. You robbed me 3 days ago. Then you came back today and said, I need help. I let you back in my house. And now you're going to rob me again?
你想要从我得到什么呢？我什么都没有。你三天以前刚刚抢过我，现在又回来了，说我需要帮助，我需要帮助。我让你到我家，你就这样的一次一次的来抢我吗？
He ended up taking a clothes bag that had all my underwear and he stole that.
结果他最后呢，拿把我的装衣服的包拿走，那里面还有我的短裤，他把连那个都偷走了。
I was like, oh man.
我说怎么办呢？
He eventually ran away.
他就跑了。
Went onto the street.
回到街上。
But every couple of years he comes back.
啊，每年他都会回来。
And I have to ask myself.
所以我问自己。
You know, if the prodigal son ran away again,
如果浪子又离家出走,
what would God do?
神会怎么做呢?
How many times would he let the prodigal son come back?
浪子要回来,要回头多少次呢?
I think God would let him come back as many times as it took so that he would know that he is loved.
我想神会让他他愿意回来几次就回来几次让他知道他爱他。
This is Anup today.
Anup 今天就是这个样。
About 7 months ago,
大概七个月以前
his girlfriend, wife, street girl, that he sleeps with got pregnant.
就是呢他的女朋友啊或者他的太太啊就是在街上的女孩啊跟他在一起睡的啊怀孕了。
She ended up having a miscarriage.
结果她流产。
During the process of having a miscarriage, they went to the hospital and she ended up having a bleeding problem that put her in almost critical condition.
就在她去医院流产的时候，结果大出血，让她情况非常危急。
The first person he called,
她找的第一个人
was me and my wife.
就是我和我的太太。
This is, I haven't talked to him. Before this, I didn't talk to him for almost a year because he had ran away after robbing us again.
在这个之前，我跟他几乎一年没有通话，因为他又抢了我们，就跑了。
Said, please come.
他对我们说，请你们来。
So we went.
所以我们就去了。
And we paid for his wife to get herhospital bill and everything so that she didn't die.
我们为他的太太付了医院所有的账单，而且他也没有死。
And then, we rented him. My wife hired his wife for her company.
然后呢，我太太就雇佣他太太到他的公司。
My wife runs a small ministry business in Nepal where she takes women, many of whom are.Women that are from the street and gives them an opportunity to have a job so that they don't have to be prostitutes.
那我太太在尼泊尔有一个服饰啊，就是呢，她雇佣很多很多 啊，在街上的啊女孩，让他们有一个工作，这样他们就不会啊在街上卖淫。
It is difficult because these women frequently go back to wickedness.
啊，这是一件很艰难的工作，因为这些女人常常她们回到罪恶当中。
But we do it.
但是我们不放弃。
And it's not because we're special.
不是因为我们有什么特别。
It's because we've already, like it says in this passage, counted the cost and said, this is the cross I am going to carry and I'm going to commit to carrying it.
因为就像我们已经说的，我们已经计算了代价，这是十字架，这是我们要背负的十字架。
I want to tell you a story about another one of our brothers.
我要跟大家再讲另外一个我们弟兄的故事。
This is Santosh.
他叫，这个弟兄叫做 Santos。
He's the man on the right, all the way on the right.
最右边这个。
Santosh is around 22 years old.
他大概22岁。
He came to Kathmandu because he was getting ready to go work abroad in the Middle East.
他来到我们这里是因为呢，他已经预备好了要去中东去工作。
He had an excellent job getting ready to go to the Middle East.
他在那边找到一个非常好的工作，他要去中东。
His aunt,
他的姑姑
brought him to our church.
带他来到教会。
He was not a believer.
他不信主。
He walked into our prayer room.
他来到我们祷告房间。
Nobody talked to him.
没有人对他讲话。
But he immediately sat down and started crying.
但是他马上就坐下来开始哭。
He said he's never been in a room before that he felt more love.
他说他从来没有来到一个充满了这样爱的房间。
Nobody even talked to him yet, he just felt it.
没有人开始跟他讲话，但是他就感觉到了。
Gave his life to Jesus.
他把自己生命给耶稣。
And said, I need to follow this God.
他说我要跟从这个神。
Well, let me tell you this. This is what he did, okay?
啊，他做的，他就做了这样的事。
New believer.
一个新的信徒。
The next day.
第二天。
The next day, he went to his job where they were, you know, going to hire him and send him abroad.
第二天，他到那个雇他的地方，就是要把他送出国的地方。
And he quit.
他辞掉了工作。
He quit his job.
他辞了工作。
He came back to our house.
他回到我们家。
He said, I quit my job. Please tell me more about this Jesus. I need to spend some time learning about this Jesus.
他说我辞了工作，请告诉我更多这个耶稣的事情，我需要来知道他，我要知道这个耶稣。
So, we happen to have a Bible school coming up, so we put him in our Bible school.
我们正好有一个圣经学校，我们就让他参加了圣经学校。
He graduated from our Bible school.
他从我们学校毕业。
And now he is helping us establish a church in his village.
他现在在帮助我们在他住的地方建立教会。
He was saved less than a day.
他不到一天就得救了。
But when he encountered the love of Jesus, he just knew, I need to do whatever it takes to follow this man.
他遇到耶稣的爱，他就知道我需要跟从这个人，无论我付什么样的代价。
His father,
他的父亲
was the head witch doctor of the village.
是他们村里面的巫医的头。
Because of him, his entire family got saved.
但是因着他，他整个的家族都得救了。
I could tell you guys so many incredible stories about this young man.
这个年轻人，我真的有许多的故事可以告诉大家。
But I'm telling you his story because he's only 22.
他只有22岁。
He's only been a believer for 2 years.
他刚刚信主两年。
And yet he comes from a very poor village.
他从一个非常贫穷的村庄来。
And yet he has counted the cross and picked up his cross to follow after the Lord.
他也计算了十字架的代价，他背起十字架来跟从主。
Because he understood the gospel.
因为他明白福音。
He understood that the gospel was that Jesus laid down his life for us. And now, if you want to follow him, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.
他知道耶稣舍了生命来为我们，所以我们要跟从他话，我们要否认我们自己，背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
See, we think it's optional now.
我们现在觉得选择十字架是一个选择。
So many of us think it's optional.
我们很多人以为这是一个选择。
They think the missionary lifestyle is optional.
宣教士的生活的方式是一种选择。
They think picking up a cross is optional.
我们以为背负十字架是一种选择。
That's for the pastors and the ministry leaders and the brothers who are serving.
是牧师、传教士、领袖这样的弟兄是服侍的人啊，十字架是他们的，是属于他们的。
The Bible clearly tells us it is not optional.
但圣经讲的非常清楚，这不是一个选择。
It is not optional.
不是选择。
All of us,
我们每一个人
should be picking up our cross.
要背起我们的十字架。
What does your cross look like?
你的十字架是什么样？
Figure it out.
你要看清楚。
Write it down.
把它写下来。
What are you going to commit to the Lord?
你要把什么交给主？
David.
大卫。
David in 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
Chapter 24, verse 24.
24章24节。
It has one of my favorite things that he says.
是他说的是我最喜欢的。
David makes a very foolish mistake.
他犯了一个愚蠢的错误。
And he wants to go repent before the Lord.
他要在主面前悔改。
He goes to the threshing floor of Arunah.
他来到亚拿的禾场。
And he says, I'm here to buy a threshing floor from you because, you know, I want to buy this so that I can build an altar to offer my worship unto the Lord.
他说我要买这个禾场，这样呢我可以筑一座坛来献给神。
And as you see here in verse 23, Arunah is like, take it for free.
23节那里亚劳拿说我白白给你。
Arunah tries to make it easy.
亚劳拿要使这件事变得容易。
Tries to make it convenient.
对大卫方便。
Tries to make it so that David does not need to have to sacrifice anything. Tries to make it so that David does not need to have to suffer or carry a cross to worship the Lord.
就是让大卫呢不需要背起十字架来跟随主。
And what does David say?
大卫说什么？
Read verse 24.
24节。
However, the king said to Arunah, No. But I will surely buy it from you for a price, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing.
王对亚劳拿说，不然我必要按着价值向你买，我不肯用白得之物做燔祭，献给耶和华我的神。
Look at this. David didn't have to do this.
大卫其实不需要做。
It was being offered to him in a very convenient, easy,free package.
亚劳拿给他的让他可以非常的方便容易让他可以不付任何的代价。
And instead, David goes, No, I will not choose the easy way.
但是大卫却拒绝了说不我不会选择那容易的道路。
I am not going to choose the broad path, the convenient way.
我不会选择那方便的大路。
He says what?
他说什么呢？
I will not offer worship to my God that cost me nothing.
他说我不肯用白得之物来做燔祭献给我的神。
Does your faith, does your Christian walk, does your relationship with the Lord cost you?
你的信心，你的基督徒的生活，你跟神的关系有没有让你付出代价？
Because Jesus describes the Christian walk, the Christian faith as carrying your cross.
因为耶稣说了，我们基督徒的生活，我们的信心就是我们背负十字架。
Which means it's supposed to cost us something.
那就是说，它应该让我们付出代价。
And if it doesn't cost us anything,
如果我们不需付任何的代价
then we have to be concerned about whether or not we are really following him.
我们就要想一想我们有没有真正的来跟从他。
or like I said earlier, we're just collecting idols and using the Lord to collect them.
还是像我之前说的，我们不过就是收集一些偶像，我们用神来收集这些偶像。
You know, are you using the Lord?
你有没有在利用主？
Or is the Lord using you?
还是主在用你？
Are you serving the Lord or is the Lord serving you?
是你是服侍主呢，还是让主来服侍你？
Because much of the church, I feel like, and this is not just, you know, in America, it's all over the world, it's including in Nepal, Christianity is about the Lord serving me.
因为我觉得很多很多的教会不单单是在美国的教会或者世界的教会，全世界的教会，包括在尼泊尔的教会都是神在服侍我。
Now, don't get me wrong, you know, the Lord did serve us. He laid down his life for us, but...
不要误解我，确实神主为我们舍命，他服侍我们。
We can't take that for granted.
但是我们不能，我们不能啊，我们不能习以为常。
And by offering the Lord a Christian life, a worship life that doesn't cost us anything, we basically make God worth nothing. We make him cheap, like I said before.
如果我们啊，我们的生命，我们基督的敬拜的生命，没有让我们付任何的代价，那么我们啊。我们神，也就是说神其实对我们没有任何的价值了。
So I want to challenge you to think about your life.
所以我愿意向大家挑战，让你想一想你自己的生活。
What does your Christian walk cost you?
你的基督徒的生活让你付了什么样的代价？
What is your worship going to cost you?
你对你的敬拜让你付了什么代价？
What are you going to pay to follow Jesus?
跟从耶稣我们要付出什么？
Actively in your life.
在我们生命当中我们要积极的。
My family, like I just said, you know, for me personally, I committed to the Lord. I am not going to give him less than 10% of my time.
就像我说的，我个人，我曾经下定了，向主下了决心，我所奉献他的时间不会少于10%。
You know, you don't have to do that.
你不需要这样。
Can you give him 1%?
但你能不能把1%给他？
That's about 2 hours a week, 1.5 hours a week.
那就是差不多啊，一个礼拜一个半小时。
Can we say like, oh, I'm going to commit to at least giving him 1% a week. I'm going to spend an hour a week in prayer.
你能不能够啊？立定这样的心智，我每个礼拜要把一个半小时的时间来给他，再来祷告。
It's still hard.
这还是很难。
But we can do it because we're supposed to do it.
我们能够做到，因为我们应该这样做。
What about loving the poor?
爱穷人呢？
You know, I just came back and there are so many poor people. I was just in New York City with my friend.
我啊。刚刚从纽约跟我的朋友回来，那里很多的穷人。
Last week I was in New York City. I was meeting a friend for dinner.
啊，上个礼拜我跟我的朋友在纽约吃饭。
We were sitting outside near Fifth Ave.
我们在第五大道外面吃饭。
And a man came up to us begging.
啊，有一个讨饭的人过来。
And my friend, he just came from Hong Kong.
我朋友刚刚从香港来。
Very nervous about COVID.
非常疫情让他非常担心。
What a believer.
一个信耶稣的。
This man came up to us who was begging for money.
这个人来跟我们要钱。
You know, everyone's scared of COVID. They're like, no, 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 go away. He doesn't have a mask on. Go, 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 go.
每个人都害怕这个疫情，他也不戴口罩，就让他赶快走开，走开。
Like I told you, I committed to the Lord that every person who comes to me, I will meet their need.If I can.
我已经跟主立过这样的志愿，每一个到我这里来的人，我遇见的人，我都要尽力帮助他们。
He came up to me asking me for money.
他到我这儿来要钱。
I put a dollar in my hand, I held his hand.
我拿了一块钱，我握着他的手。
And I held his hand.
我握着他的手。
And I said, listen,
对他说
I pray for you.
我对他说为你祷告。
And my friend was like, no, 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 we should let him go. We don't want to get COVID. Here's some hand sanitizer.
啊，我的朋友说，不不不，我们应该让他走开，啊，我们不想在这里啊被疫情所传染。
And I looked at my friend.
他也没有接，他的手也没有啊解禁。
And I said, I looked at him and said, hey, you and me, we both know Jesus. If we die right now from COVID, we're going to heaven. If he dies, he's not going to go see Jesus.
我就啊看着我的朋友对他说，你和我们都是认识耶稣的。如果我们现在此刻死了，我们会到天上去。但是他如果死了，他不会看见耶稣。
I said, we got nothing to lose.
我们不会失去任何东西。
He has everything to lose.
但是他要失去所有的。
We can give him 5 minutes of our time.
我们可以从我们的时间中给他5分钟。
And so we prayed for him right there.
我们就在那里跟他为他祷告。
Right there on the street in Fifth Ave, we prayed for him.
就在第五大道那里为他祷告。
That was just a couple weeks ago.
这就是啊一两个礼拜之前的事。
Everybody can do this.
每个人都可以这样做。
All of you can do this.
每个人都可以这样做。
I'm not special.
我没有什么特别。
I've just chosen to take the word of God when it says pick up your cross seriously and say, I will do it. I'm going to commit these things to the Lord and I'm going to do them.
我就是遵从神的话，神说要背起你的十字架，那我就说好，我要背起我的十字架，我要，我，啊，跟我，我向主立志，我要这样做。
And we are in Nepal.
我们在尼泊尔。
I am trying to train up our young people that this is what faith looks like. This is what following Jesus looks like.
我就要培训那些年轻人，信就是这样，跟从耶稣就是这样。
It's not just about getting to heaven. It's not just about believing in Jesus and having a relationship with him. And yeah, you're going to go to heaven. Now live your own life.
不单单是说我们要去天堂，我们啊，不单单是说信了耶稣，我们跟他有了关系，这样你就可以啊过你自己的生活，继续过你的生活。不是这样。
Once you follow the Lord,
当你跟从主的时候，
everything in your life should now be directed towards carrying that cross.
我，你生命当中的每一件事现在都是向着背那个十字架。
I had a friend.
我有一个朋友。
Her mom was a businessman, a businesswoman.
她妈妈是做生意的。
Worked in an accounting firm.
她有一个会计公司。
Not a missionary, just worked in an accounting firm.
她不是宣教师，就是在会计公司工作。
Every morning she would pray.
每天早上她都祷告。
Not today.
主啊，今天。
Today, give me an opportunity to pray for one of my coworkers. Today, give me an opportunity to tell one of my coworkers about Jesus.
今天给我机会为我的同工啊、为我的同事祷告。今天给我机会，让我有可以告诉把耶稣告诉我的啊同事。
Many years ago, I recorded a CD.
很多年以前，我制作了一张 CD.
Of worship songs.
是敬拜的诗歌。
And my friend's mom had bought like 5 or 6 of them.
那我这个朋友的母亲买了大概5、6张。
And she went to her office.
她到办公室。
And she noticed that one of her Muslim coworkers, a man, seemed like he was a little bit sad.
她注意到她的一个同事是穆斯林，一个男的，看上去那天好像啊有点哀伤。
And so she took my CD.
所以呢，她拿着我的 CD.
And she gave it to him.
给了他。
And she said, "Hey, I just want to give you this as a gift. Just listen to this."
给他说，啊，我给你一个礼物，你可以听。
And he was like, "Okay, whatever."
他说，好吧。
The next morning,
第二天早上，
that Muslim man came up to her.
那个穆斯林啊，来到他跟前儿。
Said, "I want to talk to you."
他说，我想跟你谈谈。
What is this CD about?
这个 CD 是说什么呢？
He said, because yesterday,
他说昨天哈，
I was going to kill myself.
我准备自杀。
He said, 1 week ago,
他说一周之前，
my daughter was driving on the highway.
我女儿在高速公路开车，
got hit by a truck and died.
被卡车撞了就死了。
And he said, I was ready yesterday to drive to the place where she got hit by the car and died and kill myself.
昨天我也做好了准备，开到他我女儿死的地方，然后我也在那里自杀。
And he said, while I was driving there,
他说我在往那里开的时候。
that I don't know why I put this CD on because I thought, you know what? You're a nice lady. I will listen to this CD before I die.
我也不知道为什么，我就把那个 CD 放到车里面。我说：“啊，你是一个好人，所以我死之前要听一听这张 CD。
He said, as I drove to the place, all I could do was listen to this CD on repeat, and I cried there for 4 hours and could not kill myself. And I thought to myself, I need to go and talk to you about this
”
CD.
他说我啊，开过去的一路上，我就听，一直的反复的听这张 CD。我啊，哭了4个小时，我不能自杀。我想对我自己说，我要来找你，我要跟你谈一谈这张 CD。
And my friend's mom was able to share the gospel with that Muslim man.
所以啊，我朋友的妈妈就可以跟这个穆斯林人来分享福音。
She's not a pastor. She's not involved in ministry. She's an accountant.
她不是牧师，她也没有啊参加去，她也没有去宣教，她就是一个会计师。
She committed to the Lord that I'm going to carry my cross, that every morning before I go to work, I will pray that the Lord gives me an opportunity to share about Him.
但是她把自己交给主，她说：“我每天要。”每天早上背着十字架，我到工作之前，我要祷告，我要求主给我机会可以分享福音。
There are so many little things that we can do.
有许许多多的小事是我们可以做的。
You do not need to go halfway across the world to do them.
我们不需要跨越半个地球去做这些事。
And the people of New Jersey need you to do them.
在新泽西的人需要你来。做这些事，
The people of New York need you to do them.
在纽约的人需要你来做这些事。
So that Jesus would be glorified and people would know that he loves them.
使耶稣可以被荣耀，让人知道耶稣爱他们。
The world needs the church to carry the cross
这个世界需要教会背起十字架，
so that they discover that Jesus hung on the cross for them.
让他们知道耶稣基督在十字架上为他们死。
And if the Christians don't carry the cross,
如果基督徒不背负十字架，
then we become like the rest of the world.
如果我们跟世界一样，
And nobody encounters the love of the Lord.
没有人能够遇到主的爱。
I was telling you about that brother Santosh.
好，我跟大家讲过这个三头四弟兄。
We actually went to his village during the pandemic.
疫情期间我们去了他所在的村庄。
There was a 1-2 month gap where everything opened and we were able to drive around a little bit.
在疫情当中有1-2个月的时候重新开放了，我们就可以在周围在我们可以在周围活动。
I'd like to share with you a little bit of what that looked like.
我跟大家分享一下可以看见那边
Yes,
的情况，
watch this. It's not
大
very
家可以看一看。
My shepherd, I am born. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk the day within the path. Of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Within the path of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through death's dark bed, yet will I fear no ill. For thou art with me, and I run, their strength, it comforts me still. My table thou has furnished in the presence of my foes. My head before thou dost anoint, and my cup overflows. My head before thou dost anoint, and my cup overflows. My table thou has furnished in the presence of my foes. My head was all brothers tonight, and my cup overflowed. My head was all goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place will be, and in God's house
So you can notice that all of those young people,
你会注意到所有这些年轻人,
are people that we are training from a young age. Almost all of those young people are new believers.
我们从小就培训他们，所有这些年轻人，他们几乎都是刚刚信主。
And from a young age, we're training them, saying, "Hey."
从小我们就培训他们说
，You need to walk and pick up your cross and follow the Lord.
从小我们就告诉他们说，你需要背起你们的十字架来跟从主。
Because the Christian faith is about going and showing people who Jesus is, not just telling them who He is, not just living in His blessing.But showing people that he lived and died for them by laying down our life.
因为基督徒的信仰就是向人们显出耶稣，不单单是告诉他们耶稣，乃是把啊，不单单是说我们得到神的祝福，乃是向人们显出这位爱我们的主。
So I urge you, I encourage you.
所以我鼓励大家。
Find a way.
找到一条路。
Write it down.
写下来,
you know, write a note down in your Bible or on a piece of paper and say, Lord, I am going to commit to carry my cross. This is what my cross is going to look like.
啊，在圣经上或者找一张纸写下来说，主啊，我立志要背成我的十字架，这个就是我的十字架。
Make every one of our leaders do this. I make them write down a list and say, this is what my cross is going to look like.
我让我们每一个带领的弟兄都这样做，让他们写下来说，这是我的十字架。
I make our kids' home kids do it.
我也让我家里面的孩子这样做。
I just took one of our kids' home kids, his name's Cedar, he's 18 years old. I just took him into the village, right before we came back here to deliver more relief to people from COVID, because I want my kids from a young age to know that faith in Jesus is living and alive.
我就带着我们家的一个孩子，他只有18岁，我就带他到一个村庄里面去我让我们刚刚从那里面帮助那里面的人从疫情当中出来，我要让他们从小就知道这是他们所信的。
You know, I tell you guys these stories about my brothers and sisters in Nepal.
我跟大家讲过在尼泊尔我的弟兄姐妹们。
Nepal is a closed country.
尼泊尔是一个封闭的国家。
If the government caught us preaching the gospel and sharing the gospel like this, we would go to jail.
如果政府抓到我们这样的来传福音，来分享福音的话，我们就会被抓到监牢里。
Currently, the sentence is 5 years.
现在的话要被判五年。
And so...
所以
I tell you their story because in America it's not like that.
我跟大家讲他们的故事，因为这跟美国不一样。
And the worst thing that happens is you get embarrassed.
对我们来讲，最糟的情况就是你会很尴尬。
Or maybe you lose your job if it's really bad.
最糟的情况就是你会失去工作。
It's free in this country.
这是一个自由的国家。
And so I urge you. I think it's actually.
所以我劝你们。
I think because it's free.
因为这里是自由的。
Because there's no immediate suffering, if you will.
因为没有立刻的受苦。
It's easy for us as believers to forget to carry the cross, to forget to be like David and say, look, it's easy, but I'm still going to choose to pay a price.
但是对我们这些信耶稣的人，我们很容易就忘记来背负十字架，忘记像大卫那样说，我不要这样容易，我要付代价。
It's become so easy for us to be Christian in America.
因为在美国啊，我们做基督徒是这样的容易。
It's so convenient for us to become Christian, to be Christian in America.
在美国让做基督徒真的非常的方便。
That we no longer choose worship that costs us something.
我们就不会再去啊，我们的敬拜真的不会让我们付出什么代价。
But the last thing I want to say, and I want to encourage you with this, is we're Chinese, we're Taiwanese, we're Chinese, most of us, right? I'm Taiwanese, we're Chinese. We come from a beautiful legacy of a church in China that has been persecuted and persecuted and persecuted.
我想跟大家说的最后一件鼓励大家的事情就是，无论我们是从台湾还是从大陆来的，我们有非常好的传统，因为啊，在中国的教会是一直被逼迫、被逼迫、被逼迫的。
Right now, our Chinese brothers are in China suffering.
就在此刻，我们在中国的弟兄姐妹，他们正在受苦。
Picking up their cross.
他们背起十字架。
Let's let the Chinese American church be just like them.
让在美国的华人教会能够像他们一样。
They're our brothers.
有弟兄啊，有我们有的，我们有弟兄。
Let's not let, like, you know, our brothers carry the cross and suffer for the sake of gospel while we rest in comfort.
不要让我们的弟兄背着十字架，背负十字架而受苦，而我们却在舒服的环境中。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
好，那感谢 Amen 弟兄给我们的